right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
I still have not been to a Childeberg, and this one as well is not looking great. It's getting really irritating.
Mm. Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about
what
it.
What was that? There's something there. There is a feeling in that.
Talk about it off here.
I'm part of the podcast. You never fucking show up to the podcast festival.
We'll talk about it off here.
All right, fine.
Car's gonna lay into Bird.
All right. Yeah, he's like, all right, have we finished recording? All right, what the fuck?
You never show absolutely up. You never put in your fair share. What are you even doing? Do you even care? Yeah. Oh, no, it's not a screaming match. I've been silenced effectively.
And at the end of it, I'm just like,
Moose. Well, you know what we haven't talked about? Speaking of moosing, I don't know if you have your Bullwinkle Bulwarks or whatever you were calling them up, Aaron, but are you going to make it down to Childeberg?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
We'll talk about it off air.
All right.
The White House press secretary move.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that off air.
We'll get back to that.
That's an excellent question. I'd really like to elaborate that when I have some more information.
That's a great one. Fantastic. So
we've been talking about Childeberg. We got Jacob on here. You may remember him as the host of one or two nights of our lives after our studio burned down due to Aaron's reckless behavior. He runs the Childeberg Festival, which happens. Well, Jacob, why don't you take it away and tell us what Childeberg is?
Sure. So Childeberg is, I'm calling it the premier Liberty gathering in Texas. I don't know if it is the premier, but I'm counting it as the premier.
Yeah.
And
beyond.
Yeah. And this is the third time that we've done it. It's going to be, May 29th through 31st at Muleshoe Bend Recreational Area. This year is what last year probably should have been, although last year turned out to be really good, but COVID kind of they canceled our first spot, then they canceled our second spot, then they canceled our third spot, so we end up at our fourth spot, and it was a lot of fun, but we had a lot of stuff planned that didn't get to happen. And so this year, all of that stuff is happening, but I think it was like an act of God, because the spot that we end up, which was our fourth choice, end up being so good that we decided to go back there this year. And there was this really great distillery nearby, and this year they're going to let us use their stage, which was really cool. We're going to have Robbie the Fire Bernstein out to do some comedy. A local comedian from here, Brian Breckenridge. He's going to come down and do some comedy. Nikki P from Peace Freaks and from formerly from Sounds Like Liberty. He's going to come down and play a set. Potentially Owen Glass. We're still trying to work out that. They're going to come down from Dallas and play a set as well. And there's another guy who reached out to me on Twitter. I don't know him. I'm not vetting, because really I'm very easygoing. So if you can play guitar, I'm happy to give you some time to play the guitar for other people. And that's, I guess, what he wants to do. He's going to come out from LA, and we're just going to have a good time at the distillery and then head back over to the campsite where there's the lake. You can go swim in the lake. On the next day, Agora Brewing is going to do an official tasting. We did like an unofficial tasting last year. This year, we're going to do like an official tasting of his meads, and just have a good time chilling out with other Liberty folks. And just, talk around the fire. I mean, like that seems to be like one of the best parts, to me at least, of the whole thing, is the conversation that erupts around the fire after you're like six beers deep and it's like 3 a.m. That seems to be the best time. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So come out and join us. It's free. So although I would appreciate donations or people going and buying the t-shirts, that would be helpful to me because I do it out of pocket. But besides that, it's free.
Hell yeah. That's yeah. So it feels like a nephew watching a nephew grow up. I feel I'm so proud. This is awesome. I'm really happy about this.
It really is. It's man, it's been an awesome, and all props to Jacob for making it happen last year despite all you know, all of the headwind.
Yeah, four places. Did you ever yeah. tell that story on the show? Four places?
I didn't realize it was four. I know it was. I mean, I remember it was a battle because Jacob was texting me like, "Well, Jacob and I were basically commiserating because at that time when when he was in the midst of, you know, the biggest throes of planning that one was kind of when all the lockdowns were ramping up. So yeah, I was over there like grabbing lunch. You know, Jacob and I live pretty close together, so I was over there grabbing lunch every now and then, and we would just like basically vent to each other about not only, you know, the lockdowns and all that crap, but like his difficulties with planning this thing. And so again, all props to Jacob for sticking to it, because it was not easy for him to do.
Yeah, well, it was definitely, I wouldn't say it was that difficult. Like I don't
undercut me on my own show.
Yeah,
Jacob.
Yeah, I mean it was
difficult.
It was definitely a pain in the butt. So like
we all struggled.
Jacob comes on and moves.
We all struggled
trying to give him credit.
We all struggled. I mean, we all put in our equal share, and we all struggled. Isn't that right, Jacob?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like I have like a high level of anxiety of things not working out, so I always try to put in contingencies. And I had two contingencies to Emma Long Metropolitan Park in Austin. That was where it was going to be, because the LP National was going to be like 15 minutes down the road. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get some of the people that were going to that to come over and hang out with us, like the Lions of Liberty guys. And I was really hoping that maybe Mark Clare would come out. Some of the Mises Caucus guys, they were going to have Robbie come out and do some comedy as well. And so we were kind of like sharing Robbie. And yeah. And so, but I, even before all the COVID stuff, for some reason, it being in the city didn't set right with me. Like, I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a city, and, you know, I'm not a city guy. So I was like, they always do dumb shit, and they're always, you know, causing problems. So I'll just make a couple of backup locations just in case that are within range. And one was, both were private, actually. There was like a private RV park up the river. And then a little bit further up the river from that was another private RV park. And I had reserved spots at both. And I was calling Austin City Parks every day for like 3 weeks, going, okay, so you guys have closed the park right now. Is the park going to be open by this date? And they're like, yep. The lady, really nice. Her name was Larice, I think, or Latrice or something along those lines. Latrice. Really nice lady. So I call her every day and I'd be like, hey, it's me again.
Hey,
you guys going to be
hey,
open?
Hey, Al.
It was actually Pat. That was the name. Latrice or something.
Yeah. It's I like to imagine it's our Pat, and Pat's doing like some work on the side at a call center for a little while. Yeah. Picks up the phone. You know what? I'll be Latrice today.
Yeah.
Well, it was the same lady every time I called. So, like the Austin the City Parks.
There's only
I guess,
one lady just, who yeah. picks up the phones for this. But it's right. just so. All right, if you want to talk to Latrice, call that number. Let yeah. us know so, if she, you know, ask her for Battletoads.
Yeah, yeah. I would call her and call her and call her, and then finally it was like maybe 2 weeks out. I don't remember. It was really close. It was like 2 weeks out, and I call, and she's like, "Yeah, they made the call. Everything shut down," and I was like, oh my gosh, like, can I get a refund? And she's like, yeah, it's going to be like,
Latrice, this is very disappointing.
Yeah, it was extreme. And she felt bad because, you know, we developed some sort of rapport, you know? So
Jacob was calling her every 45 minutes for 3 months.
Hey, Latrice. Sort of hey, Jay, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, it really
so exhausted
turned
from
into
asking,
that.
Answering. Yeah. These yeah.
Well, so
he starts to learn all the number codes to get in. What's Latrice's number? 6350606.
Extension okay, one. So you got to hit seven.
You guys got to remember.
Dear Latrice, I wrote you, but still ain't calling. I left my cell pager and my phone, my home phone at the bottom.
So you guys got to remember. Like I have a lot of experience dealing with government agencies you have to call into, because before I was a developer in the field that I'm in now, I did tax software development, and I had to call the IRS all the time. So I know about writing down the phone code so you don't have to listen to the message. Mm-hmm. So you just call in, and then you're like, I'm not going to listen to this message. It's 9-4-3-1, you know, so, and that's how you get through. But so she's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, okay, well, can I get the money back? Because I got to, you know, do my contingencies. And she's like, yeah, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. So,
no, Latrice.
Latrice.
Latrice. Yeah. What's so wrong with her, Latrice? Need my money back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So immediately I call up the private one and they're like, oh, no, Travis County is closed. And I'm like, what does that matter? And they're like, well, if the county closes, we close. Oh, so God. I call the next place, and the next place is like, no, Travis County is closed. So, and so I'm like searching around kind of frantically. And finally, so the park we were at for Childeberg One was owned by the Lower Colorado River Authority, which is some sort of federal agency, I guess. I'm not sure what their position is.
The Colorado River Authority. Welcome.
Yeah. Like, well, in robes.
I called them and I was like, hey, I'm sure it's probably, it's probably closed or you have limited space or something like that. But are you guys open? They're like, no, we don't close when the state closes.
Jacob, like, is that you?
Big,
it's Latrice.
He's answering the phones for both agencies.
That'd be great.
It's just front names for the same organization, the same mob group. Oh, yeah. Called the state government of Texas.
Nope, we're wide open.
Yeah, then that's basically it. They were wide open. They did not give a shit. And
hell yeah.
And actually, when we pulled up their car, like, well, you weren't driving with us, but when we got there, I asked the lady. I was like, you know, what's the restriction? She's like, just be quiet and don't bother us, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Because technically they don't. Our concern, if I remember correctly, was that LCRA does not technically allow alcohol on their grounds. But as we've learned, they truly do not give a shit about it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not creating a problem.
Yeah, it's mostly they do allow alcohol. It's glass that they don't allow.
Oh, is that what? Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. So the issue, and I asked her about it, and she. At both places, actually, the first one and the second one, same sort of thing. It's like, I guess, like, these, like, they have mostly it's like retired couples who are like RVing around the country, and then they'll like stop for a season somewhere and like run the camp. So and then like they get like a free place to park their RV and stuff. So anyways, I asked both at the first one and the other one about that, and they were like, well, just don't break the glass, or if you do, clean it up, and if the, like, the whatever they're called, park rangers or whatever, if they come by, just make sure it's not visible and that you're not like flaunting and stuff like that. She said, they don't care. We don't care. Just don't cause any trouble.
Flaunting? Like you're wearing a robe of glass.
Like rangers.
Yeah. Flaunting your wealth.
Yeah. You're smashing bottles.
What are you going to do?
You've got a Gallagher skit going on with just bad bottles instead of watermelon.
Rangers. Dink, dink, dink.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We didn't have any problem, but
it was a lot of fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. I was only able to get down for a little bit. I think I was only down there for one night, but I had a blast. I saw a lot of people.
And that was last year. And this year sounds really hooked up.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Like, it's over the top. Like, you did. It seems like you put in even more work than you did last year.
That sounds like you guys have it all figured out. Still not going.
Still poor.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of it was just carryover from last year, though. And so what's really cool about putting on an event for anybody who wants to do this kind of thing that's out there, what's really cool about putting on an event, it is a lot of work at first. But once you start learning how to do it, it makes it a lot easier. And I'll tell you, the hardest part about this, and, you know, with the number of socially awkward autists that are in your audience, this may be extremely difficult for them. The bulk of the work is calling people, and then if they don't give you an answer, calling again and calling again and calling again. It's just like, you know, if you work at like any sort of business, really, where you have to do any sort of customer interaction and you need answers from them to give them what they want. It's basically the same thing, except for you're trying to get them to give you what you want. And so it's just like, I mean, Iron Wolf has been really cool. The lady, one of the owners there, Glenda, super cool lady. They've got awesome spirits. Did you go there, Carr?
Yeah, sure did. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really good distillery. For some reason, her spam folder kept getting all of my Tasting Anarchy emails.
For some reason.
Yeah. So I just had to call and call and call and call. And
Glenda,
finally
it's Jacob again.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, do you remember me? And she's like, yeah, yeah, the camping guy who wants to use our sage. I was like, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, if you get remembered as the blank guy. Not good. But
she says it seems like it's gonna be a lot of fun. We can use it. We had to make a little bit of an adjustment because this is a little bit odd to me. It's a distillery, but before a certain time, all of the shows have to be PG at a distillery.
Hmm. Huh. Is a watershed in a physical space?
Wait, what?
That's weird.
Yeah, but like she's like, well, there's kids. And I was like, at a distillery? Yeah,
so
who cares if there's kids? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, you know what?
Their business. Their business.
You know what, Glenda? You do you. We'll follow the rules.
Yep. So the comedy will be probably after 6 p.m. Because the music is all PG or can be PG. And but the comedy can't be PG. That's just, they have their comedy.
5:59 airline food joke, 6 p.m. Wow, her pussy stinks.
Yeah.
And bomb.
And bomb. Well, it must be 6 p.m.
Stroke of six.
Wow, her pussy stinks. And bomb. Yeah. That's the joke. Actually said like that. Actually exactly like that at the mic.
Aaron's back in. Aaron's back in.
Yeah, all right, you know what I'm doing.
I might have some room in my schedule.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, that...
Like a serious hoot, man.
It is.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I think we're going to have a really big turnout this year, too.
I think so too, man. The more I've been kind of tuning into Chili Talk on social media and in Discords, I'm like, dude, apparently Dave has been talking about it, too. Is that?
Yeah, Dave Smith mentioned it on three of the episodes because Robbie is his co-host. And so they've just been talking about what they're doing this summer. And that was one of the things Robbie brought up. So they've been bringing it up.
Very cool.
Monica Perez from the Propaganda Report. She's going to come down for a day.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. Sweet.
Yep. So, she'll be there. I'm trying to think of other people that have said that they're going to come. You know, Gore Brewing, like I said, he's going to do a tasting. I mean, Mason's flying out again. Rollo's going to come out again. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll edit that out.
Speaking of my pussy stinks, ew.
Man, good. That's cool.
Fine. I like it. Yes.
I'm looking forward
to it. What are all of the list of plugs again, where you can find it? What days is it?
May 29th through 31st. It's at Muleshoe Bend Recreational Area. You can go over to childerberg.com. That's got the information. You can also go to @Childerberg on Twitter or @TastingAnarchy if you prefer. And you can DM me if you have any questions.
Just as a reference, that's Memorial Day weekend, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yep. Cool.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Everybody's got that extra Monday to sober up or to travel or both.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, hell yeah. Okay, good. Everybody go, including me who wants to go. I'll go.
I'd love for you to come out, man.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
We're going to try.
Flights are still pretty cheap right now. So
yes. Check it out. Yes, they are. Everybody go get a flight. You know, they just opened up movie theaters in New York after a year.
Oh, really?
Finally. Jeez. 25% capacity. It's probably the best time to go see a movie, to be honest.
Yikes.
Yeah. I guess they closed ours for a little while, and the only reason we weren't going... The only reason we weren't going was because there was nothing showing. I went and watched some really terrible movies this year because I just wanted to go to the theater.
I'm not a theater guy.
Really?
I don't like it. Yeah, no, I don't like
it. I love the theater. You're a concert guy, right?
Yeah, I do. I do like shows.
Yeah,
That is one reason. If you are in one of the states that's particularly affected by the lockdowns, Texas is completely open at this point. So that's another reason to come on down and just get a little taste of freedom. I mean,
yes,
there are some businesses that are still, like, particularly the chain stores, they're like kind of half-assing the mask stuff, but no local businesses are doing anything. And I'm sure out near Muleshoe Bend, which is about an hour west of Austin, I can't imagine anything. You're going to get hassled by anybody.
Yeah, I can't really imagine either. I mean, we live – well, I mean, I'm in Arlington, and we went – well, twice now we've gone out to dinner, at a place, didn't even put on our masks. They didn't ask. There was people in there with masks on, but
yeah,
they didn't ask. We didn't put them on, and they were at maximum. I mean, we went out for, I guess it was ramen. I don't know what it was. Some sort of Asian soup that was real good. It was packed, like packed.
Yep.
I haven't been to a place that packed in a long time. It was awesome.
Yeah, man. It feels good.
Yeah. It was really, really cool.
It's starting to happen up here too. A lot of places are starting to get really packed up. It's like nice to see human beings
out. Yeah, people out having fun, you know, getting drinks or it was hibachi. That's what it was. I got soup, but it was hibachi.
Oh. Hell yeah. And did they put it all over the table and smack it around with the knife and then give it back to you? How do they do hibachi with the soup? Oh, damn.
Not the soup. It just comes. It just comes in a bowl. But.
Comes on the side. You ordered soup. Smashes soup, it down.
But it was cool. You know, I always like going to those places because they fling around the food and stuff like that. It's fun to watch while you're eating whatever you want to eat.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep. I like to fling food around. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool, man.
All right.
Awesome.
Cool. I was going to say, keep two hands on the wheel. Don't do that. No, we still have to finish this. That was the release of an episode, guys. All right. Yeah. See you next week.
All right. Yeah. I'll let you guys get back to your regularly scheduled program. I'm going to go do something with Agora. He's going to post it soon. It's about his mead that he's bringing to Childeberg this year. So.
Oh, yeah. What's his Twitter handle? Let's plug him because he's awesome. He was at Childeberg last. Dude, let me first say, I think I talked about this when I got back from Childeberg last year, but his mead is like next level. And I'm not saying that because like we're friends or like I know him and like or anything like that. His mead is so flipping good, man. It is so good. Agora underscore brewing. Cool.
Yep.
And he's gonna be there again, I guess, and bring some mead. Yep. And it's oh my god, man.
Yeah, he's got good. I think he's got some new ones that he's gonna bring out too. So
good.
If you were there last year, they'll be different. So you'll be able to try some new cool stuff.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, thanks for swinging by, Jacob.
Yep. Awesome, guys. Yeah, Thank you for having me.
A nice time in the crack house. Hope everything goes well for you. Yeah. Right here. Yeah. Take us crack thank to spare to you. Go. For the ride.
Later, man.
Guys. Take it easy.
Freak. Squonk.
Sweet.
Well, I hope Google Meetings knows how to continue to record. That would be great. Man, Google Meet. Man, this is the best thing we've invented in the crack house here. That's great stuff.
That's good.
There's something that happened again on a fucking Wednesday, of course. Mm-hmm. It was a week ago.
Yeah.
And exactly. I have been dying, holding my tongue not to talk about it until this moment. And I don't know what happened on the internet, but for some strange reason, it seems like it's been memory holed by today because I looked. Joe Biden, our president, does not have hands.
Yes.
Nope.
No hands. No hands, Joe.
What? So there was a theory. I'm sure everybody already knows what I'm talking about, but so I'll context very quick. There was a video of our president Joe Biden somewhere in a location, and there were microphones in front of him, and he's standing in front of the microphones, but the perspective is from the camera, obviously, and his hand goes in front of a microphone, which is supposedly closer to the camera than his hand is. Mm-hmm. And it happens twice with two different microphones. And you know me. I am not a conspiratorial guy. I might be the least conspiratorial of the three of us.
Yep.
But I saw that. And there's no debate that Joe Biden and those microphones were not in the same place when those things happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And this is a weird one because it's like, why, you know?
Why indeed, especially because there's different angles
and
of
like
the same situation.
And like, what's the fucking point? You know, like
what's the fucking point?
If
this
it's
is
like
what was going through my head.
Yeah. Like it's like, are they green screened in microphones or something like that? Like, so what? You know, it's like, but that I don't mean to dismiss the entire conspiracy theory, but it's like, what bigger thing is lurking behind the fact that they had to do that? Or like, it's just a weird, weird thing. And
now,
do you place
the conspiracy on the Biden administration or do you place the conspiracy on the media?
Like, well, I am. So from what I saw, it's one video that The Hill released. I put it on The Hill.
Okay.
I don't know about the Biden administration, But what I know is Carr said a phrase that I caught earlier when it happened originally, and I was like, but that doesn't make sense. If they green screened the mics in, then his hand wouldn't have gone over it unless someone intentionally did that.
Ah.
Mm.
Okay.
So they had to green screen his body in.
Oh.
And the microphones and background are the same image.
Huh.
And they had to get his body in there. But again, there's other angles of the same incident, photographs and videos of the same incident. The big weird thing is that one video. Something's wrong in that one video.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other videos. They look okay. But I know that in that video, things are not okay. That's all I know. And the conclusion where I started this from is I think the actual theory here is, why do they do it? What's the point of it? Much like President FDR took 12 months before he was wheelchair bound to be discovered that he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's a fake statistic. I don't know if that's true.
No, it's exactly correct. Yeah, no, it's exactly correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden has no fucking hands.
No hands, Joe.
No hands, Joe. Now, obviously, everything that that implies, a handless president, nobody wants this to get out because we look weak. For example, why did Joe Biden decline to debate with Vladimir Putin in an open, uncensored debate? He declined. Is it because of his mental acuity? Some might say, but some might also say it's because Vladimir knows that he doesn't have any hands, and he's going to ambush the guy and say, "Put those arms up."
He's going to reach out for a handshake. He's just going to simply reach out for a handshake.
And I hear them. They're going, but wait a minute. I've seen Joe Biden's hands before.
Have you?
That's right. He lost them recently.
Oh,
maybe let's say after the presidency.
Wow.
He hasn't made a scheduled public appearance yet.
I haven't seen Joe Biden high five anyone from Israel after successfully bombing a Middle Eastern village in months.
That is pretty suspicious.
It is. It's fairly suspicious.
The first thing that he'd want to do is high five Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
I haven't seen Joe Biden wrap a metal chain around his hands and clack it together and then go try and beat up some minorities like he did when he was a younger man to Corn Pop. I haven't seen him do that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Corn Pop deserved it.
I haven't seen him use the dexterous grasp of a set of hands to bring a much younger woman closer to him for a sniff of her
child
hair.
A child, perhaps.
Months, even.
Weeks, months. So you're starting to see.
Photoshop his hands around the waist of a child. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that might be a little too much.
Mm.
Might be too much. What I'm saying is, where we're at right now, there's no way to disprove my theory that Joe Biden doesn't have any hands post-presidency. Why? Perhaps they're kept as reliquaries because he's some sort of a lich. And his soul is stored inside of them in a tomb somewhere underneath the Oval Office. Perhaps he doesn't have hands because Kamala Harris is fueled by eating people's hands. Perhaps he doesn't have any hands because he accidentally misplaced them after he was rigging the votes. I don't know, but he doesn't have hands.
He might have gotten amputated as some Masonic ritual.
Diabetes.
And to remove his fingerprints.
Diabetic.
And to remove his fingerprints. Because you know what a man without hands has other than nothing to lose? No fingerprints.
No fingerprints, and thus a strategic advantage in almost any sort of conflict.
Correct. Wow. So now, you say, I'm not convinced of this because there's just not enough evidence to prove it.
Now, I am convinced of it, but I will play that side of this you so that you can create your demonstration here for me.
Because I'm going to create my demonstration.
But I am dead convinced. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to continue to create my demonstration for you here. The whole thing hinges on, how do we really know he doesn't have hands? Well, we got a video where the hand is doing something weird, but More compelling, I think, is an incident that happened with Joe Biden in the very same week. Maybe even a day or two after. Joe Biden can't get up the goddamn stairs.
Mm.
Now, you go, but wait a minute, Bert. Not being able to get up the stairs means, if anything, you have a problem with your feet. Let me ask you a question. When you were in high school and you had to go up those hallway stairs that were always covered in smashed McDonald's potato goo, vomit, piss, and other things that high schoolers like to leave around, you'd always grip onto that handrail because you knew you could slip and you could fall and you'd end up looking like Joe Biden. What can someone without hands do? You say, well, they can't grip a rail. More than that, he had prosthetics on. He literally couldn't grip the rail. The prosthetic can't grip. He had fake hands, unable to grip the rail, and he fell, tumbled, not once, not twice, three times. And the media is pushing it to the side, and the right-wingers are telling you it's because he has problems with his mental acuity. The fact is, the guy doesn't have any hands.
This is the synthesis.
Wow.
That's it. The guy doesn't have any fucking hands, guys.
I tell you what, man. This makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. He's actually in perfectly fine health, except for the fact he doesn't have hands.
That's what keeps him distracted, too. That's what keeps him distracted, and that's what people are mistaking for perhaps mental deficiencies is his just longing for hands. Maybe he thinks that he made the wrong decision strategically by removing his hands, or maybe he does have some sort of
phantom pain
from the removal of his hands. That is what keeps him mentally distracted, not in fact a decline related to Alzheimer's or something similar. It's phantom pain or the reminiscence of a handed man.
Yeah. The deep-seated heartfelt regret. Why That's did right. I do this?
Hmm. And it makes you wonder
yeah.
a lot of things about the presidency.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the previous president had hands. I'm pretty sure Obama, the president before that, had hands because he could play basketball very well. And from what I understand, you usually need hands to do that, unless you're Rollo.
That's pretty much all I took out of the Obama administration as well. That's he's a pretty good basketball player.
Good basketball player. He good suits.
Yeah.
We all know that George Bush had hands because if you'll remember the shoe throwing incident, he picked the hand up in a very dexterous motion to push it to the side as it was flying towards him. He missed, of course, but he did it, demonstrating that he had dexterity in his thingies.
You have to have hands if you're going to parry.
You have to. We can even keep going, of course. I mean, Clinton had hands. Bush Sr. had hands. They all had hands. All of them had hands.
Yeah.
Reagan had two hands that he used.
Prominent hands.
On a glass beaker to transfer a liquid into it that contained the synthesis for the first HIV/AIDS virus in the year 1981 in a Canadian bioweapons facility. They all had hands.
Great set of hands, Reagan.
An actor's hands.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Biden.
Certainly, it's a quandary for sure. Biden doesn't have hands. That is 100% guaranteed at this point.
Troubling thing is that he only doesn't have hands recently.
There were hands. Now there are no hands.
There were hands at one time up until very recently. So the hands have disappeared. They haven't figured out a way yet to, get him to appear to have things that look like his normal hands. And so they're going around photoshopping videos of his hands and things like that. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he's like morbidly sick. He's fine walking around just fine, leading our country like the valiant lion that he is. He just doesn't have any hands. And we don't know why.
I'm sure there's a good reason for it.
Maybe.
There usually is.
Maybe not.
I think there's a bad reason for it.
Could be.
Hmm.
Like a Tony Podesta type situation.
Whoa, okay. We're going down there.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, sure you do. I don't know, man. I can't think of beyond the obvious strategic advantages of not having hands, you know, like in battle. I can't think of any reason why he's not going to come into physical conflict with anyone at this age. So I don't think that he would necessarily be willing to make the trade-offs for those physical advantages of not having hands that could possibly be hurt by blades or blunt objects. It's a mystery to me.
Do you think the amputation of his hands is going to lead to maybe his being unfit for the office of president?
Oh, well, there we go. We've got the
Well, I'll tell you what, if it continues to lead to events like him falling down the stairs, that would be exactly what it would do, Aaron.
I'm so glad that I just thought of that.
Was Kamala Harris standing at the top of the gangway up to the airplane?
She was not. She might have already been in the plane. Perhaps she slicked.
Yeah, greased it.
The rail. I don't know. Yeah, because I don't know what those hands that he has are made out of. You know, plastic or, you know, PVC, as we learned, could be something that you could use, perhaps.
Rubberized
PVC, yeah. So I don't know. And it obviously leaves us as listeners with a lot of questions. And we don't have any answers to that. And put it to Press Secretary Psaki. Ms. Psaki, answer the question once and for all. Does President Joseph Robinette Biden have two hands attached to his body right now? No answer will come from that, obviously. I will send the White House an email. I don't know, you know, I don't know how to do that, but I'll get in touch with them and I will send them an email as I did to Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's partner. Still never got a response from that one either. But I will send the emails out, and we will figure out once and for all whether or not our president has hands.
What is going to be the subject line for that email?
That it will say, an inquiry into the existence of presidential fingers. I want it to be a request as well.
Oh, we can make
you know what though? The problem is, I don't know if we can file a FOIA request because I don't know if his hands are a matter of electronic data, you know, or is that physical? What can we do? Perhaps this goes even deeper than we thought. Like maybe it has nothing to do with him not having hands because of some sort of sacrifice or something. Maybe he like wore his own hands out. I don't know how. Maybe they're crippled and something like that. This can get really dark, you know, with the subject matter that we're on.
Yeah.
I put it to our listeners. Call your representative. Ask them.
Call them up.
I want to know if my president has hands. Ask them. Call your rep. Please call your representative. If you can record that phone call.
And if not, and send why?
And if not, why not?
bird@timelineearth.org. Send that in, please. A clip of you on the phone with someone from Arby's. I don't care. Ask them, do you know whether or not the president has hands? See, the annoying thing is, if you go to any college campus right now, those smarmy fucks whose parents pay for their educations there, you go up to them and you ask them, do you know for a fact that Joe Biden has hands? And every single one of those blue-blooded liberal sycophants will go, of course he has hands, you conspirator. Meanwhile, I've just demonstrated very clearly that at the very least, the subject of whether or not his hands existence, it's a question. Mm-hmm. It's not known. It's absurd. It frustrates me, Carr.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating. You're getting me riled up at this point.
We live in the dim age. Now let's get on to that. Okay, so he doesn't have hands. Why not? What's the point? Why did they need to let us know?
Cui bono.
Who benefits? Very, very good.
So as
I don't know.
As I alluded to earlier, and as we all know, were he a younger man who had a mm-hmm. likelihood of physical conflict, I could easily see why you would want to remove your hands. It's just less to become damaged. But at this age and in his stature, within the construct of the United States government, the odds of physical confrontation at this point, I feel like, are very low. So the strategic advantage of removing your hands so that they don't get hurt in battle is almost non-existent. It rounds to zero. So that leaves a wide – well, it leaves a big question.
Wide question. I like that. I like that phraseology a lot. A very wide question, guys.
Broad, wide, girthy question that I've proposed here.
Thick,
we all see fighters remove their hands, obviously, but we have not seen diplomats remove their hands with any frequency, I'll say. I mean, we have seen it before, but certainly not recently. Not in our lifetimes, I would say. We covered
no,
all the
like I said, the closest possible analog that you could look to is a previous president, FDR, without feet. Mm-hmm. He didn't have any feet.
Yeah.
And why was that? Well, it was because they were at war. And so you can't, your leader can't have weakness. There can't mm-hmm. be weakness displayed. Now, perhaps this is exactly why Joe Biden's lack of hands has yet to be revealed to the general public, because precisely the fact that we are in a perhaps new Cold War with China, Russia, Iran, and the various number of other countries that over the decades we've tormented with our policies overseas. Now they're coming back for us. Vengeance being sought via trade wars, real wars, proxies, everything. We have a weak leader already who might be mentally deficient. We don't know. But we do know doesn't have hands. Puts it right over the edge. I mean, this is a lot like the game theory argument that we did, Carr, about whether or not we made it to the moon during the space race age. The question is, do you stand to benefit from the idea that you can get to space? From the idea that you went to space, more than actually having to do it, can you afford to lose that perception that you didn't make it to space? Can you afford to lose it, that perception that your president doesn't have any hands? Maybe that's what this is.
Could be what it's all about. Could be.
It would be a humiliating disgrace, Carr. It would be a humiliating disgrace to find out that our president doesn't have any hands and that he hid it. We can't have a president without hands.
Well, you know, the truth is, it looks like we do. And that's it's a scary prospect, my friend.
We're going to keep following this.
Yeah, we'll be on it.
This will be twice as big as a Mosh watch. Mm-hmm. Twice as big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest story of the fucking year, is that our president doesn't have any hands. I promise you, you'll start to see more evidence of this. Mm-hmm. They can't keep this hidden.
No.
They can't keep it hidden. He's going to be falling more. I bet you he's going to try and open a door and not be able to do it. And he's going to have to feign being dumber than he is, because in reality, he's not that dumb or stupid or lame or mentally deficient. He simply can't grip because he has no hands. And I put it to you, America, does a man who can't grip sound like the kind of man who you want representing you on the highest stages? I don't know.
This is just one of the typical contradictions of capitalism. You have a president who needs to sign things, who needs to emphasize points, and yet he doesn't have hands. And what does that result in?
Mm-hmm. Chaos.
Corruption.
Alienation.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos. Balkanization, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. The workers' revolution, maybe. Guys, men, workers have hands. I'll tell you what. In fact, the proletariat's symbol is a hand.
Yeah. How can you claim to represent the working class when you don't have a hand to hold up a hammer or a sickle?
Or raise a fist.
There's no side of the political spectrum that shouldn't have a problem with this. Yeah. Everyone should have an issue with the fact that our president doesn't have hands.
This is a good avenue for diagonal unity.
Diagonal unity, there it is. Category unity. Yeah.
100,000%.
Wow. Well, this is upsetting. This is a deeply upsetting episode. A lot of times we come in and we have fun. We highlight the more whimsical sides of the current, the current zeitgeist. I'm
drop a couple end bombs.
Drop a couple bombs, and then we just wrap it up and we get out of there. But now this is very, very.
This is one of our darker episodes. It is. I think. And we were just talking about like Childeberg and how You know, yeah. We're probably not going to go, but I'm sure it'll be a good time.
Yeah. In retrospect, I shouldn't have brought Jacob on for this episode. I didn't realize how serious.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. That's one. I'll bear that.
This all stemmed from a whole like incident with Aches, our friend Wednesday, who I messaged Jim just randomly. I was like, "You saw this, right?" And he was like, "That man doesn't have any hands," and it was like, "Oh my god, that's the move." Shattering. Everybody else is distracted with some sort of other angle. But again, the fact that the president doesn't have any hands is monumental. It could mean huge things. Really huge things. So I want everybody just really, we're living in this now. They always will tell you this is the most important election of your lifetime. This is the most important event in history. This is the most meaningful thing to ever occur. Maybe those things can be true when they happen, maybe not. This event that our president doesn't have any hands is a scandal of the highest order. It's Tonkin Gulf. It's Fast and Furious.
The XYZ affair.
It's the XYZ affair.
Franklin Committee.
It is the Franklin Committee. It's the conspiracy of the decade.
Iran-Contra.
Iran-Contra. The Zimmerman telegram. Biden's lack of hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just throw that in that rogues gallery of problems. That's it right there, America. Open your eyes already.
Take off the scales.
Open your third eye.
Yeah.
Open your third eye with both of your hands, please. I do wonder, actually, listeners, I've already given out my email, but I'll do it again. First of all, if you'd ever managed to get a nice MP3 file of you on the phone with some sort of government representative asking them about Joe Biden lacking hands, please send that in to bird@timelineearth.org. But also, another thing that I would really like, maybe keep me updated on this. More evidence of his lack of hands. Maybe send me memes of his lack of hands. Dude, let's really get this story out there. What we have to do it because this, you know, we need to open people's minds up.
The only way that we are going to get to the bottom of this in this meme age is that if we meme Biden into an online presence of not having any hands to reflect the physical presence of him not having any hands. And that may then leverage and force an answer to come forth.
Yep. That's right. Can you imagine on Twitter? We get canceled because it becomes a hate crime. You can't take Biden's hands off of him.
We're ableist.
We're ableist now.
We're ableist against everyone else except for Biden. Biden is
speaking
the true,
speaking of hate crimes, Bird, can you elaborate on this despicable rash of violence against Asians?
In the city?
Yeah, in your city and then apparently across the country.
I don't know, man. Dude, the fact that they came out with the article about how the guy who shot up those three places was a sex addict is really insane. And people believe that.
I didn't
hardcore
read it.
Hardcore Southern Baptist.
Didn't read any of it. I saw, I took one look at the headline. I was like, nah.
No, so it was a tragic mass shooting, obviously. Mm-hmm. Away from that, analyzing the situation as is, everybody knows if you... Maybe it's an addiction, is different penalties than if you commit a hate crime, tax on extra years. Everybody knows that's what it is. So it was weird that he did that. And he was like, just can't stop jerking off. Okay. You know who can't jerk off? Our handless president.
Yeah. Real problem.
That's what I want to talk about. That's the story of the fucking set. That's our story. When people go in 10 years, when it comes out in some sort of New York Times release, I mean, like they'd ever do that now, some sort of release of data from a FOIA request, maybe we put out, that it comes out that the president, during the 8 years that he was president, Joe Biden, somehow he manages to last that long, or well, maybe 6 years until Kamala shows up, that he didn't have hands. It's groundbreaking, and people are going to think back to this show as the place where they first heard about it. This is it. That's
They'll
the move.
Everything. They'll question everything.
All other controversies, happenings, events, tragedies, everything aside,
I'll tell
this
you
is
what,
our story.
We have hands, and you're going to be eating out of them.
Wow.
There you go. There's your groundbreaking.
More than our listeners already do.
I didn't think I was going to get that cerebral on this episode, but I've been holding on to it for a long
time.
It's
an important
topic.
Troubled me. It's an important topic.
Seriously. Let's talk about it. One more important topic as we're getting ready to wrap up this episode. Gentlemen, I'm really glad to hear that you're all okay and speaking just fine and that nobody had suffered any serious or permanent damage from the events of the other day. Do you want to, for the listeners on here, we should probably explain what we did so that we can get people to pay money.
one of many regrettable decisions of my life, you know, divorce, joining the Navy, you know.
Homelessness, probably joining this podcast.
Let's
hear more. It fuels me.
That last episode we did, that Patreon exclusive episode that we did, was definitely on my list of biggest regrets.
If you want to see three full men, grown men cry, then subscribe to our Patreon and watch a. You did cry.
Hey, you did.
Was it just me that cried? I cried.
No, he did cry, and I did too. We were all.
I didn't fucking cry.
Dude, I still touch my eyes today, and they burn.
Yeah. We all experienced. Well, we all experienced our own version of the death nut, whether it be level 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
It's true.
And it's up for all to for everyone to see. So
consume.
I do want to know. There are probably a lot of listeners who are going to go and listen to this. So just to give them the teaser of how bad it really was, the question that I have, and I'll tell you mine first, how long did it take you to fully recover? For me, it took me an hour and a half after the final nuts for me to recover. And I had to run my tongue underneath the faucet, cold water underneath the faucet for an hour, almost straight. It was a miserable experience.
Easily an hour, probably an hour and a half. I was alternating between whole milk and olive oil, rinsing my mouth out. And then I was sucking on ice cubes as well.
Man.
Yeah. So right after that, during that episode, my girlfriend was making a nice chicken cordon bleu dinner.
Oh, wow. That's nice for you.
Cooking it in a way that she's never done before. She was very happy about it.
Yeah.
No.
And then I came out into the kitchen and was like, I can't do this.
Yes. That's what I was basically like.
So that episode my room, ruined I actually, my night, ruined my dinner. Yeah. Didn't ruin my relationship, but definitely added like a tally to it.
Sure. Yeah.
It was about an hour and a half recovery and it definitely like ruined it had far ranging effects, you know.
Yep.
Many of which we don't even know. We don't even know yet.
Going to the bathroom still hurt, by the way. We didn't swallow. I swallowed one round of the nuts, and they were inarguably not the hottest. They were definitely the least hot of all of the rounds. And I ate those, and the next day was a trauma. It was a real evil trauma. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was overall a miserable experience, but pretty fun, but miserable. Really, really painful and miserable. I would do it again.
Rolades, even though I didn't swallow. Oh, I just wanted to be safe.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I went through almost a gallon of milk. It was something.
Yeah, I drink a lot of milk. And it wasn't because I wanted the milk. It was because I just needed to continue to pass over my
tongue. Are you not a milk guy?
No.
Oh, well.
Not a milker.
Yeah.
It burned. No, I love milk.
Oh,
but
it
didn't help. I have to tell you, it didn't help. It didn't do enough.
People exist that don't like milk.
I mean, I don't dislike it, honestly, but I just don't tend to drink it.
He's not a milk fanatic.
No.
Yeah.
But I'll
have milk as my drink with dinner.
Oh, boy.
With dinner? God, that's...
At 33, Aaron?
Jesus.
Wow.
Yep.
You have very strong bones.
Return to tradition.
Return.
Yeah. Let's return to out of here. Go check out the Patreon episode where we burn our faces off. Really wild. And any other plugs?
We haven't really discussed the structure of the Patreon, but I think there's going to be a couple levels. I don't know. Before we get too into it, I guess maybe we should discuss it off air more detail. But, anyway, so look out for that. I did set up something called, you may have seen me talking about it on the TL.
Oh, yes.
Something called Sphinx Chat, which is a big chat and like potentially like audio streaming deal that runs on the Lightning Network. So I have actually gone on there and created a Timeline Earth tribe, which is just like a group. And this is all peer to peer, no third party bullshit. And I think it's like super, super private. So I have gone on there. I've made the Timeline Earth tribe. I just got it working like minutes before we started recording. So, I haven't gotten all the details. Anyway, if you're interested, if you have a Lightning node, if you have like a few bucks to purchase, Lightning liquidity, you can just simply download the app and get on there for very, very cheap. And then you can just connect in with the tribe. I'm going to get that going, and it's going to be really cool. I think the possibilities are just endless. I mean, it's going to be rad as hell. So, check that out.
We should talk about that on like more of a full episode, or maybe on your show. Yeah. You can kind of give a full roundabout. What maybe I'll do that. I'm very interested in it.
Yeah, no, it's like for private peer-to-peer chats and for like private groups and stuff like that. I think like it's just really cool. Anyway, we'll get into that. Maybe. Yeah. Like you said, I'll talk about it on my show. I'm going to be focusing on uploading more stuff to the merch store this week. So maybe by the time this episode releases, you know, we're recording Wednesday morning. And so this is going to release in a few hours, Bird. So keep an eye out for that. Other than that, do we have any more plugs? Childerberg, go yes, childerberg.com and, yeah. Oh, I'm one more. I just went on for half an episode on Liberty Lockdown with Rollo and Guy talking Bitcoin, but my audio didn't work very well with Zoom. So I don't know. Go check that out. It's probably a great episode. So anyway, check that out. But
fuck Zoom.
Fuck Zoom.
Yeah.
And until fuck next Zoom. Week,
I got a plug. Let me open up my plug with a statistic.
Okay.
Oh, despite making up only 13% of the population, autists account for 50% of the N-bombs dropped in my DMs.
Wow.
And congratulations to Lee Enfield and Michael the Barbary Corsair for winning the 13th and the 50th N-bomb to be dropped in my DMs.
Wow. No spot
on next month's episode of Boys Town with Aaron, a Timeline Earth production.
No shit.
Incredible.
Nice. Incredible. Dude, both of those guys have been on before. That's pretty great. Okay.
All cool. Right,
also, you can check out my episode that dropped last Friday where I have Ace Archist and the artist formerly known as Bullshito Paul, host of the No Real Libertarian podcast, on to talk about the preamble of the Industrial Workers of the World Constitution for North America.
Who's up next?
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Is it Pause?
Now, that's Pause.
Yeah, cool. Looking forward to that.
Pause is up next. Pause is literally always going to deliver. And there we go.
All right. Very good. All right, guys. Until next week, keep two hands on the wheel.
Wah.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, wow. Did Bird just leave?
Damn. Peace the fuck out.
Yeah, right? All right, I got to go hop on with the... Oh, no, there he is.
Yeah, I hit the wrong off button.
Oh, wait. God. Did it lose the episode?
Oh, no. No, it's fine.
Okay.